Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I want to be very clear. The substance of this heated debate on Barstool Sports, very sensitive. So I'm going to be very clear about that. Dave Portnoy and Kirk Minahan, there's a lot going on, obviously. They were talking about freedom of speech, given what's gone on with the Jewish community of late. Dave had a guy, writer, say something anti-Semitic in his bar that he owns, and then something happened with one of his pizza reviews. But this really got crazy as they were going back and forth at one another.
Kirk, if you want me to kick him out, not mention it, not care that this kid is anti-Semitic, shut up. If you just want me to ignore
it. Don't tell me to shut up. Shut the up,
you bald
Okay, go ahead.
How's that?
Oh, it's kill. I'll never recover from that, Dave. Go ahead, continue. I'll never recover.
Well, you're the one who, like, oh, big boss man, don't tell. I'll tell you, you work for me.
Okay, go ahead, continue.
You little bitch, you work for me.
Sure, you bet. For now.
Oh, you
continue.
Don't? For now, quit. I don't care.
Is this a show or not a show? Like, is this a show or not a show? Like, we can't have a conversation?
You're an idiot.
Yeah, this was uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah,
it
was.
I mean,
you think it was genuine or you?
100%.
Yes, 100%.
That's exactly it.
Portnoy, and rightfully so, is very passionate about this, and I back him 100%. I just knowing the both of them and knowing what.
No, this was real. 100% real. If you watch the video, you could see Dave Portnoy's face and his eyes. And then Ryan Whitney is also sitting there, who's the third member of this podcast. And there's just, you could tell, I mean, this was as real as it gets. Yeah, I mean, in listening to a lot of it, I just think that when you start getting so riled up about something that means a lot to you, then, like, I think the essence of the conversation gets lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what these guys were saying was not getting interpreted the right way by either one of them.
They're hearing what they want to hear or don't want to hear.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate it got to that point. But, you know, Dave got to that riled up moment where he was going to use his power that he has as the CEO of the company. And then when you do that, that doesn't sound great, you know? And then when if you're Kirk Minahan and people are thinking that you're defending people saying horrible things,
right,
that doesn't sound great. So this was a tough one. It was honestly just to see how fired up those guys were. It was like it made me like uncomfortable to watch it. So
it was a whole Barstool situation that happened down in Philadelphia at the bar. That's I don't know. I'm assuming
that's part of what they're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think there was another one about his pizza review. So it's been multiple times now, and he's had enough. Michelle Beadle it certainly looks like her and Cody Decker are out at SiriusXM being replaced by Stephen A. Smith. Here was Michelle doing her show after finding out that her time slot was being taken up soon.
Man, all I ask is to be treated with respect. Well, how many times do I say I give what I get, I get what I give? And so here we are. We're going to do our shows because we're contractually obligated to be here.
And so, yes, they were, and they did. Here was Cody. This is a big deal, apparently, around the company. And then she kind of takes her shot.
Announcements abound. I heard Shine. The big three are back. Oh, yeah.
What does that mean? Big what?
Well, big three, the bad dog.
Oh, you mean, well, if you want 2 hours of Jamal Williams needs to show up for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Wait, who's Jamal Williams? That's right, a guy who doesn't exist. And by the way, I'll have lots of these fun types of nuggets for you for as long as we remain on the air.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Generally, when people aren't going to be there, they're fired or whatever reason, they don't get a show to do unless it's like a retirement thing and they get to say goodbye and they trust the person. But, I mean, this is getting good pub for their station.
It does. Sure.
But this is not the way things in radio used to go down.
And this is very real from her at the end.
It was a little embarrassing, I'm not going to lie. I've been in this business for 20-plus years. I've been treated poorly a couple times. This didn't feel good.
So. Yeah. I certainly can understand it.
Who do we blame for this? Spitz? Is he the guy that gets the...
Probably.
I don't know.
You got to be like, he's the guy running the place, right?
Yeah, I mean, Eric Spitz is, yeah, I mean, he's the head of, like, programming or whatever over there. So, I don't know. Is he the one who dropped the ball on this? Or
not sure who you're blaming.
Get Eric Spitz on.
Or was it Mad Dog? Because it's Mad Dog Unleashed. Was it him?
You would certainly think Chris had a huge part in this, obviously. Tonight, game one, NBA Finals, OKC in Oklahoma City with the Thunder and the Pacers. The Suns did hire Jordan Ott. So if Johnny Bryant is the apple of the Knicks' eye, he is still available. He did not get the job in Phoenix. And we've heard the two local calls from overtime last night. How about your guy Kenny Albert on TNT?
Here's McDavid. Out of
In overtime, 4-3, that was Kenny on TNT as the Oilers beat the Panthers to take the 1-0 series lead as they came back from 3-1 down. I know we're short on time, but can I play this? Do I have 30 seconds
yes,
still?
Yes, please.
So this was Paul Bissonnette with Wayne Gretzky. Really nothing to do with the game other than the fact that they were talking about the Chapel Roan song, Pink Pony Club.
Oh, great song.
And I know the song. I don't necessarily understand what it's all about, but whatever. Poor Wayne is lost, so it was about 30 seconds here.
One of the fans had Dreisaitl's head superimposed on the Pink Pony Club. I don't know how the song came to be. It's kind of like Jobu, where it's
is that right?
Kind of a secret inside the locker room. Yeah. I don't know how the whole thing sparked and began, but they seem to be rallying around it and enjoying it.
But no one's giving details.
Nobody yet. That's why I was trying to ask a few questions about it.
Pink Pony, is that a band or is that a song?
It's a woman. She sings a song, Pink Pony Club, and it's famous. It's on the radio.
Canadian? American?
I think it's an American girl, but all of a sudden it popped off. I believe she won a few Grammys, and now
these poor guys.
Yeah, but I totally get where Gretzky's coming from. Yeah, I totally understand it.
Didn't quite get it.
I love he's a Canadian.
Doesn't matter. So there you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.